was Christmas Eve, 1818, in Oberndorf, Austria. The church organ broke down. Some say it was a mouse. If so, I guess some creatures were storing and one was a mouse. They had to scramble. What were they going to do on Christmas Eve with no organ? The parish assistant priest quickly penned some lyrics. Maybe they were already written. But the tune definitely wasn't written until the parish organist put it down on paper Christmas Eve day so that it could be sung by a small ensemble in four-part harmony, much like you just sang it. So maybe we should be thankful for a mouse that gave us one of the most beloved of our Christmas carols. The next one is a little less sacred and a little more fun. The 12 days of Christmas probably started as a game. Each person would add one stanza, and as you added, you'd try to see if you could remember what the person before you had added and the person before that had added. And it might have gotten a little sticky by the time they finished. But there is a possibility, and there is an old wives' tale at least, that this was written to teach the Christian faith, that the partridge in the pear tree is Jesus on the cross, that the two French hens are the Old and New Testaments, that the three French hens are the three turtle doves, thank you, are faith, hope, and love. The four calling birds are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The five golden rings, the five books of the Torah, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. The six geese a-laying would be the 6 days of creation and so on until you get to the 12 drummers drumming out. I guess they're pounding out the 12 parts of the Apostles' Creed. Don't know if that's true or not, but it's kind of nice to think that it might be. We'll have a little bit of fun with this, but do note on the hymn following it, the First Noel, this is a hymn that will have a very short introduction. So this time, be ready to start. Thank you. tune you just sang, Greensleeves, was written in the 1580s. It was a popular tune of the time, so popular that if you read Shakespeare's Merry Wives of Windsor, you'll see it mentioned twice in there. The words that we sang were penned much later, but they're pretty powerful words. They tell you who Jesus is, the Word made flesh, which is to say all the promises of God to send a Savior put on skin. They became flesh when Mary brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger. But he did not save us simply by being born for us. He saved us by dying and rising for us. And so the hymn looks forward, even in a Christmas hymn, to what's going to happen in the future. Nails, spear shall pierce him through. The cross be borne for me, for you. And by the way, that's the gospel. Not just that Jesus died and rose, but that he did it for you. Many of the musicians that we've enjoyed hearing tonight will be, if all goes as hoped, teaching as part of the Christ Our Savior Music School, which we're hoping to begin this fall. It'll be an opportunity for students to come and to learn an instrument from gifted musicians in a Christian atmosphere. Christmas too, I guess. Watch for more information about that, keep it in your prayers, if you would. Now we'll enjoy some string music, Carol of the Bells.
Thank you.
thank the Methodist Charles Wesley for the words of that hymn, which has some of the most powerful theology of all of the popular Christmas carols, in my opinion. It's also interesting, the first line as Wesley wrote it was, "Hark how all the welkin rings," welkin being the sky. I'm thankful that another Methodist, an itinerant preacher named George Whitfield, who was very popular in the 1700s, penned a new first line and added the refrain that we all have come to know well, "Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king." We now go to a couple of hymns that begin to look forward to tomorrow. Tomorrow is Epiphany, the day we remember the arrival of the Magi. And so a piece, "We Three Kings," although there may not have been three of them, may have been a whole lot more. And they probably weren't kings, but they did come seeking Jesus, following a star. And they found a Jesus who revealed himself not just to the Jews, but also to us Gentiles who need a Savior as well.
Thank you.
That hymn reminds us that Christmas isn't just about something that happened in the past. It is also about today. Holy Jesus, every day, keep us in the narrow way. And it's about past, present, and future. And when earthly things are past, bring our ransomed souls at last, where they need no star to guide, where no clouds thy glory hide, a future made possible because Jesus was willing to be born for us. Thank you for coming and sharing this 12th day of Christmas Music Festival. I invite you to come and enjoy a reception back in the social hall following the event. And I invite you now to join me in thanking the musicians who have made this possible. Thank you, musicians, for sharing your talents to the glory of God and the enjoyment of all of us. We close with one of my favorite Christmas carols, a strange one because it was written in Latin long after Latin ceased to be spoken as the common language of any person on earth. Adeste Fidelis, Laeti Triumphantes, Venite, Venite in Bethlehem. Well, you'd probably prefer to sing it in English, and thankfully somebody has translated it into English for us. We enjoy it. We join in inviting each other to come and adore him, the Christ, the Lord, the one who came to restore us sinners.